This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BJ and Jamie.
This is not a complaint, okay? This is just, I'm just astounded by this. T-Mobile has sent me a bill because I switched from T-Mobile. I wasn't unhappy with T-Mobile at all. They're good. They really are good. But I'm an Xfinity guy because, you know, I endorse them.
Right, right.
So I made the switch because of that reason. Now, Jamie endorses T-Mobile, okay, or did for a while. Mm-hmm. And they're a good company. This is not a complaint about them. But they sent me a bill, the final bill that they, you know, itemize at the end where, you know, how much you owe. I owe them 1 penny.
Let me see that.
A penny?
Check this out. Check this out. I owe one.
Oh, my God. Point.
One penny.
Penny. 1 penny? I see it. I'm looking at it. You don't have to. I'm right here.
This
see it.
This bill is 4 pages. Every line says 0000. 1 penny.
1 penny.
1 penny.
That is
total
your final
due,
1 penny.
Now, if I don't pay this,
yeah,
will they send me to collections?
Well, you 100%. Know, here's the problem is obviously their systems don't have any kind of catch on them, like, you know, something over 10 cents or whatever. Because to me, I program it where over 10 cents, it doesn't send out a bill because that's just not economically.
Well,
like,
it costs more
smart.
To send it.
Correct. And so I would write that in the program. So they obviously haven't done that, which means that they haven't caught their glitch. And so that could be sent to collections, technically, I guess.
I'm going
to
test it.
No,
I'm not gonna
don't.
Pay it.
No,
over
just
a penny?
Get a piece of tape.
No.
Get a piece of tape and a penny and just put it, stick it on
yeah.
there. Because I mean, you don't like literally even a transaction, electronic transaction, uses more energy.
I know. One friggin' penny.
Yeah, that is crazy.
What did you think though? That if I do let it go to collections, okay, somebody at collections will flag this and say, give me a break. We're not doing this. Well, we're not going to collect on this dude for 1 penny.
It wouldn't be worth it wouldn't be worth their time unless they're going to get late fees, which, you know, $30 here, $20, and then they get enough money.
They just piled on.
And it's like you're
top.
The joke at the collection agency.
This guy owed a penny. Now he owes $5,000.
When I first saw this, I thought of your royalty check.
Yeah.
Because you often get a check for that movie you did.
Yeah.
Rockstar, by the way,
mm-hmm.
folks, if you haven't seen it yet.
Starring Jennifer Aniston, Mark Wahlberg, and Jamie White.
It's a great movie.
But you got to really wait till the end, see all the outtakes, because that's where Jamie really shines.
That's where I shine.
Yeah, she shines. But she gets a royalty check every now and then. And it's what, a penny?
Sometimes it's been a penny.
It's been a penny before.
It's been a penny.
When I got this bill, I thought, maybe I'll take Jamie's check she gets in royalties and pay my penny bill.
I have that Warner Brothers check, the one that was for a penny. I have it stapled in my garage because I think I have that and my COVID test that's positive. I have weird stuff in my garage on the walls. I have my positive COVID test right on the corner, and then underneath, now think of that. That's my snot right there hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, I have a Warner Brothers check for 1 penny. It's great. Like my museum in my garage. Yeah.
My wife, when she opened up this bill for one penny, she laughed and laughed and laughed. Like, what do you do? Do you go over to their store, just drop a penny on the counter?
I know, right?
With the bill? What do you do with it?
That is so weird. I think you call them. Maybe just call them.
Come on, we can clear this up, can't we?
Yeah, they can just zero it out, right? I mean, unless she, that would be interesting. You got to like call them and say that you're going to record them and see what she tells you to do. Will you do that so we know?
Yes.
I want closure on this.
You know
this.
What? That might be a great idea because I can do it on my phone. I could just record the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that.
And
I might
tell see her that you're recording it.
Yeah. Maybe I start an argument with them. You know what? You take that penny and shove it up your.
Well, I don't. You don't need
just to see how far they go with it. Just, you know, just to be that guy. Be that guy.
That would be interesting to see what the outcome is. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.